Welcome to the 17th Church of Christ Scientists Chicago for today's Dame Myra Hess Memorial Concert Broadcast. I'm Robbie Ellis, filling in for Dave Schwan. This free weekly series is produced by Classical Music Chicago, presenting world-class musicians in Chicago since 1977. Today's concert is made possible through the generous support from the Paul M. Angel Foundation, the Illinois Arts Council, the Beauchart Lawrence Fund, and from individual donors. We have a violin and piano recital today with just two sonatas on the program. The composers were two men who lived and worked in Paris at the same time, moved in many of the same circles, but generally disliked each other's styles, Claude Debussy and Gabriel Fauré. We'll hear Debussy's 1917 violin sonata in G minor, one of his very last works, and Fauré's sonata number 1 in A major from 1876. Performing them today are violinist Zachary Brandon and pianist Sung Hoon Mo. Zachary Brandon is a laureate of the Elmer Oliveira International Violin Competition, the International Stradivarius Violin Competition, and the Cooper International Violin Competition. Originally from Battle Creek, Michigan, he commuted to Chicago to take lessons from the renowned teachers Almita and Roland Vamos through the Music Institute of Chicago Academy, before further study at the Colburn School in Los Angeles and the Cleveland Institute of Music. Dr. Sung Hoon Mo is also connected to the Music Institute of Chicago, where he's on the piano faculty. He also works for Wheaton College. He studied at the Peabody Conservatory, the Jacobs School of Music at Indiana University, and the Eastman School of Music. He's performed for the American Embassy in Guatemala and toured throughout Puerto Rico. He's been featured on PBS and has appeared on WQXR New York and WFMT Chicago. And here are Zachary Brandon and Sung Hoon Mo to begin their Dame Myra Hess concert live from the 17th Church of Christ Scientist, the three-movement violin sonata in G minor of Claude Debussy. One of a set of six sonatas for various instruments that he intended to write, he only finished three of those sonatas, and this violin sonata of 1917 is the last major work he completed before he died the following year. Zachary Brandon and Sung Hoon Mo with the violin sonata of Debussy.
Thank you. Thank you.
The Violin Sonata in G minor of Claude Debussy, the last work he composed before he would die less than a year later. The performers were Zachary Brandon and Sung Hoon Mo on violin and piano live at the 17th Church of Christ Scientist in Chicago for this Dame Myra Hess concert. You're listening to Classical WFMT, and they carry on with French music. You heard a piece from late in Debussy's life, now we'll hear an early work by Gabriel Fauré. He wrote his Violin Sonata No. 1 in his early 30s, and it's a work that put him on the map. After a successful premiere in 1877, it entered the repertoire of many of Europe's most prominent violinists and established Fauré as a major composer. And Debussy and Fauré were not the most simpatico couple of composers out there. Fauré once described Debussy's Pelléas et Mélisande as, "If that was music, I have never understood what music was," and Debussy once called Fauré the music box in a case of snobs, not liking the crowd he hung out with. They did both have as a love interest the same woman, Emma Bardach, and dedicated some of their fine children's music to her daughter, the Dolly Suite and the Children's Corner Suite of Fauré and Debussy, respectively. Once again, here are Zachary Brandon and Sung Hoon Mo, violin and piano at the 17th Church of Christ Scientist with Fauré's Sonata No. 1.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
was the Violin Sonata No. 1 in A Major of Gabriel Fauré, one of Fauré's early masterworks, a piece that launched his fame as a composer. It was played today by Zachary Brandon and Sung Hoon Mo on violin and piano at the Dame Myra Hess concerts at the 17th Church of Christ Scientist. Zachary and Sung Hoon coming back on stage. An audience largely on their feet right now. Fauré's Sonata No. 1 was a favorite of author Marcel Proust. He once wrote in a letter, "I love nothing, I admire nothing, I adore nothing except your music." All throughout Proust's novel In Search of Lost Time, there's a fictional violin sonata that's a very likely stand-in for the work you just heard. We hope you've enjoyed today's Dame Myra Hess Memorial Concert from Zachary Brandon and Sung Hoon Mo, presented live from the 17th Church of Christ Scientist Chicago, located at 55 East Wacker Drive. Tune in to Classical WFMT next Wednesday at 12:15 when we're joined by Taiwanese pianist Han Chen. He plays Price, Ligeti and Rachmaninoff. For more details, visit classicalmusicchicago.org. Today's audio engineer was Max Lebien. Until next time, I'm Robbie Ellis, filling in for Dave Schwan, saying goodbye from the 17th Church of Christ Scientist, Chicago.